It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep on the Grand Trunk Road. We're starting a journey on this major highway connecting India and Pakistan and also connecting some of the world's major news events. We'll have more this hour.
And I'm Lynn Neary with Renee Montaigne. Great Britain has a new government and a new prime minister. He's Conservative David Cameron, the youngest prime minister in almost 200 years. This morning he gave his first ever press conference, but he wasn't alone in the Rose Garden of No. 10 Downing Street. Beside him was his new deputy prime minister, Nick Clegg, leader of the Liberal Democrat Party, with whom Cameron has entered into a coalition government. NPR's Rob Gifford joins us now from London. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, Lynn.
Well, this joint press conference was certainly a very visible sign of Britain's first coalition government in 65 years. What did the new prime minister have to say?
It certainly was. In fact, David Cameron was standing right alongside Nick Clegg. They stood there facing the assembled press in the Rose Garden. David Cameron spoke first. And very early on, he presented the coalition government to the press and to the world as something that he totally believes in and that he wants to see really making a change in British politics. This is what he said.
Today, we are not just announcing a new government and new ministers. We are announcing a new politics. A new politics where the national interest is more important than the party interest. Where cooperation wins out over confrontation.
It was amazing, actually, to see the two of them there. David Cameron went on in that vein, and you really had to do a double take, if you like, because these, bear in mind, are two men, two of the three men, who've been going at each other's throats over the last weeks in the election campaign. The election was indecisive, inconclusive last Thursday. They've now joined a coalition government, and as one journalist put it during the news conference, this is really a bit of a love-in, isn't it, Prime Minister, between you and Mr. Clegg.
Well, does it seem like Nick Clegg is really an equal partner, or is he clearly, did it feel like he was clearly number two in this partnership?
Well, I think he clearly is number two, but David Cameron was very magnanimous and very generous. They shared the stage together very much. And in many ways, you got a little window into why it was that it was these two men who did the deal. And it wasn't Gordon Brown with whom Nick Clegg chose to ally himself yesterday when David Cameron was finally confirmed. They're very similar. They're the same age, the same generation, both privately educated. They went to Oxbridge. There is a real personal chemistry there. And you did feel, and Nick Clegg said, he was very committed to making this last for the full term, not, as many people have suggested, oh, it'll last for a few months or a year at the most. And here's what Nick Clegg said when addressing that question.
This is a government that will last despite those differences because we are united by a common purpose for the job we want to do together in the next 5 years.
That said, of course, there will need to be definition of Nick Clegg's role. He's the Deputy Prime Minister, but what happens if you've got one of the other Conservative ministers in the coalition? Is he going to listen to Nick Clegg if Nick Clegg is trying to exert his authority? There's a real possibility for tension, and of course, that is something that's very much going to have to be worked out in weeks and months to come.
Well, did they spell out any major policy initiatives?
Well, no, that was the thing, really. They were so busy with what this journalist called the love-in that they didn't really get to policies very much. And I must just play you one more. Here's one question that one of the journalists in the Rose Garden asked.
Prime Minister, do you now regret when once asked what your favourite joke was, you replied, Nick Clegg? And Deputy Prime Minister, what do you think of that?
We're all going to have. I'm afraid I did once. Right. I'm we're all... back. We're all going to have things that we said thrown back at us.
So you could tell what the atmosphere was like there. It was very, very friendly. On policy, they didn't really talk a huge amount about policy, but what they have said, and in the document they released of their agreement, it's clear that both sides are going to compromise, and the main thing they're going to be focusing on is the economy and cutting the deficit.
NPR's Rob Gifford in London. Thanks so much, Rob.
Thank you, Lynn.